Munis in Focus with Joe Mysak. It's a pleasure. He's our editor for Bloomberg Brief for the Municipal Market. Joe, thanks for being here. I want to talk about Puerto Rico, or rather, I want you to talk about Puerto Rico and tell us what is going on there, because I understand that the bondholders would like to restart some of those talks. But also there is a new head of the Financial Management and Oversight Board for Puerto Rico. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. The board announced the appointment of Natalie Jaresco just yesterday, and she was finance director of the Ukraine.
Yeah, former finance minister of Ukraine.
Yeah, but she's a Chicago native. You know, it's interesting. Earlier this week, somebody pointed out that in 2016, the Puerto Rico government offered to exchange bonds with GO bondholders at 83.5 cents on the dollar. And the bondholders, those were general obligation bondholders, they came back with an offer that said, well, we really want more like 89.5.
Yeah, where bonds now? Like what, 60 cents?
The government also made an offer to COFINA bondholders, the sales tax revenue bondholders. Apparently that was about, they said, well, we'll give you guys 80 cents the dollar. And the COFINA holder said, nah, we'll take 95. Really? Well, as you pointed out just now, prices have fallen significantly since then.
Well, let's talk about what's, you know, happened in the past 2 weeks, because it's been a pivotal 2 weeks. I mean, bond prices on Puerto Rico bonds have just absolutely plunged in the wake of the budget that Governor Rossello put out there. And then the Fiscal Control Board, which was put into place by the U.S. federal government last year, came out and approved this budget, which accounted for a much, much lower proportion of money to go toward making these bondholders whole than they were expecting. I mean, what's the path forward? And are these prices ever going to get back up? I mean, this is like hitting record lows and probably going to go further.
It's so funny. A couple of weeks ago, somebody said to me, why have the bonds rallied? It was that little tick upward. And I said, rally? That's noise. That's nothing. Now we see the real the reality here.
All right. So based on what you hear from analysts in the market, how low could these prices on the general obligation bonds go? And just to put into perspective why this matters, Puerto Rico has $70 billion in debt. A lot of it is held by mutual funds, by mom and pop investors in the U.S. and in Puerto Rico. So this matters to a lot of people. So how far could these prices drop?
Well, you know, you always talk about 30, 60, and 90, with 60 being, you know, something's going to happen, and 30 being a salvage price. So why don't we say between 30 and 60? And then, you know, we haven't had, like you say, the bondholders, the ad hoc group of GO bondholders yesterday sent a letter to the government saying, hey, Puerto Rico, let's sit down and really get serious about this, because I think reality is setting in there that bondholders versus other stakeholders, such as pensioners, that battle has already been fought, and the pensioners are going to come out on top.
Joe, you know, Lisa mentioned this number the $70 billion number, right? This is $70 billion of outstanding debt. What's the current value? Do we know what the current value of that $70 billion is?
Well, it's funny. It's, you know, you say $70 billion, but if you take in the accreted value of the zero coupons, it's more like $100 billion. And I'd say about almost a quarter of that is insured. So, you know, that's good news for the insured bondholders.
So you're back to what, right about now, $75
billion? The value right now is all over the lot.
But well, I mean, if you were to put it all, the reason I'm trying to get this is because if you could go in and buy it all up, or at least make an offer, or have an institution, or let's say the Treasury or some kind, you know, come in and say, look, we're going to buy this all up. We're going to stick it in a drawer. We're going to give you more time to work this out, because you can't work something out while you're flying the plane if indeed the plane is, you know, running out of fuel.
Well, but that was the whole point of the Fiscal Control Board, right? That was the reason why the U.S. Congress passed PROMESA, this bill, last year, to have some kind of controlling force to make sure that this restructuring gets underway in an orderly process. A lot of bond investors rallied around the idea of this fiscal control board, thought that this would actually direct more funding to these bonds as they exactly do what you say, which is put everything on hold, put it on ice, make sure that the country, that the island, the Commonwealth can keep going while also just figuring out some path forward with the debt holders. Now it turns out, well, guess who's going to take the losses? Bondholders.
Well, you know, you raised this very interesting point. And you know, it's a funny thing about this control board. There's a member of the control board named David Skeel. He's the guy who wrote a piece around time of the financial crisis, Let States Go Bankrupt. Very famous piece in National Review. Cover story, Let States Go Bankrupt. And it's funny, at that point, he was really talking about taming the horrible public unions and ratcheting back the public pensions, which were such a large part of the problem. But now, Skeel was quoted the other day saying, you know, the island is being crippled by all this debt. And I thought, wow, he's talking about the bondholders as well.
Yeah. Joe Misek, thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully we can keep a regular tab on what's going on with Puerto Rico debt, because it does affect so many funds of all sorts. And it is a Commonwealth that is in a lot of distress. To your point, Pim, Joe Misek is editor of Bloomberg Brief, Municipal Market in Bloomberg News. And he joins us here in our Bloomberg 1130 studio.